Are you ready for the bad joke of the day? Two cows were having an argument. The one said, I have beef.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I heard about a guy who stole $400 from a restaurant till. He got feeling so guilty about it, he decided to make things right. So late one night, when he couldn't sleep, he sat down and wrote out a letter to the restaurant. He didn't sign his name, just put $200 in an envelope with a note telling what he'd done. And then he wrote, if I still feel guilty, I'll send in the rest. Well, the guy was misguided, but rather honest. Near the start of my year of attempting to be totally honest and live without a lie, a friend dumped me. We'd been close for years. Not only did he unfriend me on Facebook, suddenly he was spreading rumors about me. It was like a train wreck high school romance. I was steamed. I confronted him, of course, but he dodged the issue. I would lie awake thinking of my damaged reputation. My wife Ramona said I should pray for him, so I did. Lord, may the front wheels fall off his shopping cart. May a watermelon fall out and land on his toe. Does this count as prayer? I'm just being honest. Chances are you felt the bitter sting of betrayal, too. Where do you go? What do you do? At first, I told myself I forgave him, but I didn't. I stewed in my anger. I considered writing him a letter, writing letters to the newspaper, maybe placing a defense of my noble character in the church bulletin or on the internet. One day, Ramona suggested that my former friend has been dealing with some tough stuff in his life. Maybe he's lashing out on account of it. I didn't listen. My anger continued to grow and stew. And then I found out he tried to have me fired from my job. Lord, I prayed, give him jury duty. One night I picked up the Bible, which is normally a mistake if you want to hold on to a really, really good grudge. But that night it was of great comfort. I read Psalm 35 in the Message. Harass these hecklers, God. Punch these bullies in the nose. Stand up for me. Catch them in the very trap they set. Well said, David, sing it again, Selah. I kept reading. In Psalm 37, I found these words. Bridle your anger, trash your wrath, cool your pipes. It only makes things worse. Before long, I was reading about God's mercy, about his forgiveness. And that night, as I prayed, my heart started to thaw just a wee little bit. A week later, I heard that one of his children was in the hospital and was surprised by a tinge of compassion. I actually prayed that his child would be okay. Then, after hearing a sermon on forgiveness, I prayed that God would forgive him and help me forgive him too. Finally, after I snapped at my wife during a conversation, God began to give me a glimpse of my wicked heart, and I finally prayed, Lord, you forgave those who put nails in your hands. Maybe I should forgive my former friend. The more I walked down this road, the more God showed up. As surely as my friend has hurt me, I have hurt others. To truly forgive another, I must acknowledge sin in myself and the capacity for great wrongs that apart from God's grace, I would surely commit at every opportunity. How can I not forgive when I've been forgiven so much? It's a moment-by-moment act, this forgiving. But God died for my friend as surely as he died for me. And each time I forgive that friend, God sets me free. Is there someone you need to set free today? Is it yourself? Is it a friend? Is it a family member? Would you do it? This is one giant leap on the way to laugh again. Maybe you need to write a letter and repent today. If you're going to send money back to a store, it's a good idea to send all of it.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.